SRN News, I'm John Scott. The investigation into the New Orleans terror suspect who drove a pickup into a New Orleans crowd on New Year's morning continues, with more information being made public. The FBI now says 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar acted alone. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry.
Over 1,000 law enforcement agents and officers, men and women, have been poring over countless amounts of data, of videos, of surveillances, interviews, tracking down every possible lead.
FBI's counterterrorism division said Jabbar had professed allegiance to the Islamic State. 15 people were killed in that attack. That number includes the 14 victims plus the assailant, Jabbar, an Army veteran from Texas who was born in the U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, Speaker Mike Johnson expressing confidence about his chances ahead of the House's Friday speaker vote. More on this from Bernie Bennett.
Johnson said in a televised interview, quote, "I'm humbled and honored to have President Trump's endorsement for the role again. We're going to get this done." Johnson pointed to the New Year's Day terror attack in New Orleans, noting that serious issues are happening across the country. The speaker argued the country and Congress cannot afford drama. If all members are present, Johnson would need 218 votes to be elected speaker.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett. The number of Americans applying for unemployment checks dropped last week to the lowest level since March, suggesting that most workers enjoy unusual job security. The Labor Department reports jobless claims dropped by 9,000 to 211,000 last week. The Dow dropping 203 points, the NASDAQ 89 in the red. This is SRN News. The Middle East is still the most dangerous place to be a Christian.
According to a detailed analysis of global data, the Pew Research Center reveals that believers and members of other minority faiths were killed in 45% of the countries in that region during 2022, the last year for which all the numbers are in. The Middle East is also the part of the world where Christians are most likely to be beaten or arrested for their beliefs. Africa comes in second in those categories. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The number of abortion clinics that have been closing in pro-life states being balanced by new ones opening in pro-abortion states. There were 800 publicly identifiable abortion providers in the U.S. in May 2022, the month before the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade. Today, there are 792. Illinois, Kansas, New Mexico among the states with new clinics. Several pro-life states have no abortion clinics of any kind now. This is SRN News. Yesterday's tragic events in New Orleans impacted the Sugar Bowl between Georgia and Notre Dame.
The matchup was postponed until later today at 4 Eastern time because of the deadly attack, which took place about a mile away from the Superdome. Sugar Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley said that public safety was paramount and that all parties agreed that the postponement was in the interest of all concerned. Congressman Troy Carter added that the decision to postpone the game was, quote, not done lightly.
That's correspondent George Williams. The aging computer dispatch system for the nation's largest sheriff's department remains out of commission. The system crashed on New Year's Eve, forcing L.A. County sheriff's deputies to handle all calls by radio. Deputies first noticing they couldn't log in to the mobile computers in their patrol cars. It wasn't clear what caused the problem or just how long it will take to be fixed. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.